more.
I'm Melissa, a single mom of two sweet boys. I love social media to stay in touch with people. But almost every time I look at Facebook, I become very aware of how much I don't measure up and how much my boys and I have lost.
And that's one of the things that we cover here. All this month, we are talking about worth. I'm Robert Beeson.
And I'm Kimberly Mitchell, and we are so glad you have joined us.
Yes, we are. So we're talking about worth this month. Mm-hmm. And this week, we're fortunate to have Elizabeth Colt, kind of a regular contributor. Not kind of.
Very.
A very regular contributor. Back in the studio with us to talk about something that I guarantee every single parent deals with. Comparison. Mm-hmm. So today, we're discussing how to avoid comparison and find worth.
I see all the happy families creating memories together, seemingly without a care in the world. I really wish I could give that to my boys. I am struggling, feeling like I have really failed them and myself.
Kim, I'm excited to get into this conversation. But before we get started, I just want to say to you, single parent, you need to know that you are not alone. There's hope.
That's so true. We also just want you to know that this podcast was created by solo parents. It's a place to begin to heal, to be transformed, because we know this is a very difficult season. We've walked it. And sometimes we tackle some tough stuff, fun stuff, all the stuff. Today's going to be cool. I want to see where this goes out. But know this, like Robert just said, we will always end in a place of hope.
That's right. Both Kim and I were single parents for a very long time, and we are here to tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can overcome all that you've lost. Mm-hmm. So welcome to the Solo Parent Society podcast. Kim, I'm so grateful that we get to do this.
Me too.
And I know that this was an ongoing issue for me, the idea of comparison. Mm-hmm. Even now, I mean, we all struggle with the idea of comparison, right? It's so strange how our eyes and our minds are pulled to compare who we are, what we are, what we have, or what we don't have. And so I'm so glad that in this, the opening segment that we just heard, Melissa brought up how it can feel like we'll never be able to provide the perfect ideal family for our kids, like we see on social media. Mm-hmm. How much did comparison play into your life?
First of all, I just want to say the socials lie. There's no perfection. But yeah, comparison, you know, back in my day, before all the socials, it was the magazines. When you're leaving a store, like my sisters and I, when we were younger, like it was the magazines that you compared. Like you had to look like the women in those magazines. And we just never measured up. Like it's always been a thing. Comparison.
And don't you think it's kind of compounded when you're a solo mom or a solo dad and there's no sounding board that you're living with? So there's no, not only are you feeling like less than, but you're measuring yourself against what you perceive ideal families, ideal bodies, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real issue. So today we are fortunate to have our friend and solo mom, Elizabeth Cole, in the studio with us to discuss the topic. Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hello. Glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
You know, I'm wearing readers right now.
And yes, you are.
I'm having a really difficult time seeing across the room. I can see right in front of me, but I think it's you. So
it is.
Welcome.
You can look at the blurry blob of black hair around my head and
blurry
know.
Blurry blob of black hair.
That's what I imagine it would be to someone who
is blind.
Is blind.
Is that what you're saying? Well, despite the insults, I'm glad you're here, Elizabeth. I'm so glad that you're here. Social media is definitely here to stay. I'm actually grateful for much of it. It keeps me in touch with people.
Too.
I grew up in South Africa. So the people I went to school with, you know, there's no chance that I would ever be in the same circles with them now that I live in America. So I'm grateful that I get to see them and kind of get to know what's going on in their lives. And certainly with Solo Parent Society, we're grateful for social media through connecting to other single parents around the world through Facebook and Instagram. But it can also be the source of serious discontentment, comparing ourselves to seemingly perfect, intact families, especially with this upcoming holiday season.
Yeah.
Other people's, other bodies, you know.
Yeah.
Looking at like, I'm not immune, but it's for, especially for women, looking at,
it's
you know.
It's awful.
It can be awful.
Yeah.
For men, sometimes the career, the highlight reels of everybody else's life, it can be in our face. And we're comparing even down to the boxed Kraft mac and cheese that we're opening. And looking at everybody else's beautiful filet mignons that they're eating. So we want to talk, as we're talking about worth this month, we want to talk about how we often compare ourselves to other people and how that can rob us of a sense of worth. What can we do to step out of that comparison trap? But listen, first, I want to say this, that if you're driving or you're doing something where you're listening to this and you hear something that's important, but you can't write it down, because if you're driving, you want to keep your hands on the wheels, or if you're dissecting a laboratory rat.
You were laughing before you even said that.
I was not.
You were smirking.
Because I was thinking, what about that scientist that is trying to make progress in studies and they're dissecting these rats, but they're listening to Solo Parent Society? They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop what they're doing.
I hope not.
You can't. In the name of science.
That's true.
In the name of science, I got to keep going. Yeah. So if that's you listening to this.
That is so funny.
Just keep doing what you're doing and know that everything that we talk about will be in the show notes so you don't have to miss anything.
You guys, I'm sure if people just read the show notes and got to that part, they'd always be like, what is this podcast?
It could happen.
It could happen.
And more often than not, we joke about it, but people have written in and they are doing some weird things while they're listening. Okay, so you just never know.
I guess not.
So we spend time on show notes so that you
I love it.
Can keep dissecting rats.
Okay, so this is going to be fun today. This is going to be a big topic. So, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Easy question. No. You are currently a single mama.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been for a few years.
Yeah.
For you, what stands in the way of a sense of worth? See, told you that was easy.
Yeah. No big deal. So, I've been giving this some thought. And, you know, it hit me. I think we do. Mm. I do. I stand in my own way of my own worth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because it's me that's staring at the screen, scrolling past all the things. It's me that's, you know, either pushing down my feelings about that family unit that I'm seeing, or it's me looking at, we live in one of the wealthiest counties in the country, and I'm completely surrounded by all the moms that get to be home with their kids and, you know, do great things and fun things and, you know, get to be the room mom at school and whatever. And it's, it's easy to get sucked up into that comparison and think about all the things I don't have compared to everyone around me or seemingly don't have, you know, but instead of focusing on where God has me and what the things that he's gifted me with up to this point.
Yeah. So what do you do? Like if you're in that position, how do you avoid the trap of comparing yourself to social? Let's specifically talk about social media highlights when you're looking at all these things that people are doing, these intact families and, or somebody at the beach and you're going, man, I remember when I used to look like that,
right.
You know, I mean, what do you do personally to avoid the trap of comparing yourself to social media highlights?
I mean, it's easy to say, you know, stop scrolling and that's obviously a great tool, a great thing to do if you start feeling that come up. But I think as the holidays are approaching, which Robert, you kind of alluded to this earlier, this is especially a hard time for me. It has been, this will be my fourth holiday season divorced and, or single, going through a divorce or divorced. You know, this happens to be a really hard time because I'm getting the Christmas cards. I'm scrolling through, seeing all the intact families. I'm doing all the things as far as that goes. And I think what I've started to focus on is not what everybody else is doing. I like to celebrate, honestly, what other people are able to do and how they are able to live their lives. But also, I want to create my own memories because, and Kimberly, you talked about this several times, how your kids now grown, older teenagers or, you know, moving out of the house, they come to you and they say, hey, mom, remember when we used to do X, Y, and Z? Can we eat that box of macaroni and cheese, you know, and sit on the floor and pretend like it's the good old days? And it's like, I think we put so much pressure on ourselves to like perform for our kids and create these things when it's like, they're going to remember today. So if I'm worried about what other people are doing to the point that it's taking away from me creating memories with my own child, like I'm missing out and my child is missing out, you know? So I just focus on creating my own memories.
That's really important. And it's kind of like we talk about, it's not just stopping something, but it's replacing something. Do you know what I'm saying? So instead of like just focusing on all the other things that people have or, you know, and then that compounding our sense of like not feeling great about ourselves, instead of just going, okay, I'm going to stop doing it. And sometimes we should stop scrolling.
Sure.
There are definitely some environments that I was involved with other friends that were either all couples or that I'm like, you know what, for right now, I just, this is triggering me. I'm going to need to withdraw myself. But equally as important, which I think you're bringing up, Elizabeth, I think is a great point, is not just staying away from things, but replace it with things, yeah. which is what you're Engage. Talking about with memories,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Engage with it.
Like, do you guys remember like a month ago, like in October when Facebook and Instagram went down for a day? Yes. Like, remember? Yeah. And like people were like at first like stressed because it was like, mine's not working. And then all of a sudden.
I thought it was my phone at first. Okay, I just got so a new phone. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's already broken.
But then I kept checking and checking. I had a doctor's, I remember this because I had a doctor's appointment. I was getting allergy tested. So I had like things all in my arms and I kept checking because I was like sitting there waiting. And I'm like, maybe just something's wrong. But it was kind of lovely because there were no updates. There were
right.
no things.
Yeah.
And I saw the next day, like there were some memes and stuff like, hey, there's these people in my house. I think they're called my family. They're pretty nice.
Yeah. I'm like, I wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't have known. But I also, it's so funny because I read it on Facebook and Instagram, but people that were like, it was a lovely day yesterday. Maybe we all need a break once in a while.
Yeah.
Like maybe we just need a break. And Elizabeth, I'm so for making our own memories because you are right. It was the pulling mattresses off of beds into our living room in our apartment and eating snacks on the floor that my kids still talk about.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything fancy. It has never been the fancy stuff. It's always been the simple stuff, but I was there with them and we just did life together. Mm-hmm. We weren't on anything. We probably watched a movie like,
but you were fully present. Computer.
We were fully present. It's that. And I think we're all meant to live different lives. God gifted us all differently. He's put us in situations in our lives. Like I never thought my life would be what it turned out. I had a different plan for yeah. sure. And yeah. I told Jesus about it. And we've had some discussions because it's not the same as what I had planned when I was like 16. But I wouldn't trade it. And there's lots of people that have way more stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't want the stuff. Like yeah. I want yeah. the people. I want the being together. Mm-hmm. And in these last couple of years of world pandemic, I miss my family. I have not seen
right.
my family. And that is what I crave more than anything. Mm. I would take moments with my mom and dad again over a brand new car or a really great pair of shoes any day.
Yeah.
Because when it comes down to it, that's the stuff. We don't take mm-hmm. anything with us.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that you've touched on before, and you just talked about this break that we had in social media mm-hmm. last month, it wasn't by choice.
Right.
But it was kind of a nice discipline. I want to know what Facebook's hiding. But
I know,
that's
I know.
That's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
or what they've just deleted from all their files. Mm-hmm. Again, another day. But it's so true what you said. I mean, it sounds simple, but you know, actually yesterday was a nice day. We don't notice what we have. We don't because we're so consumed. And that's why, you know, studies show that the depression rate is so through the roof because of social media, because we're constantly comparing ourselves, the way we look and the life that we have.
I know. And I love social media because like you, it's the only thing that connects me to my friends and family in Canada. Mm-hmm. It has been my friend. When I was a single mom, Facebook was kind of my friend because I could keep up with people and see. It seemed a bit simpler back then too. People just really did talk about, hi,
and really
things
just
are
connect.
Good. Yeah. And just connected. It has blown into something way more. But I will say this, I have had to go through my Instagram many times and stop following many people. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need to follow this fitness expert because I'm going to just enjoy these chips. Mm-hmm. And I look okay because I've birthed babies and I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm like almost 50 years old. You know what? This is what it is. And so it ain't getting much better. Like, I have unfollowed lots of things, but I have followed things that feed me. There are beautiful pages out there, like for women, especially mm-hmm. like Proverbs 31 and Her True Worth mm-hmm. and things that feed you and fill you. Like, I want my page to be something that feeds and fills people.
Right.
You know, like, yes, we did this fun thing with our life on this one night out of the month, but I hope the rest of the time to encourage people because, man, I sure have needed it. And so it can be good, but we've got to get rid of the junk.
My daughter recently came to me and said, Dad, can you set a passcode on my phone? Mm. And she's almost 20. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I've decided to just go off social media for a little bit. And I don't have the discipline to not want to add it back. Because right now I'm feeling like I want it to be gone. But I believe that I'm going to want it back. So I'm going to. So anyway, I did. And I will tell you that she's recently added it back. But it was a month.
Wow.
Of I noticed a difference in my daughter. She was more present in the conversations that I was having.
Yeah.
She wasn't always checking her phone. And
yes.
I think it goes back to, Elizabeth, what you said is not just deleting something, not just that we know triggers comparison issues, but it's replacing it with what you're talking about, Kim, is not just deleting accounts. We're not just not following them, but also replace it with things. Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. And I do think that this idea of cutting our losses and getting rid of things is a really important boundary to have, but not without the idea of replacing it with something.
I know. Elizabeth, when you are tempted to compare yourself, right? Mm-hmm. As a single mama, you're raising this cute little guy. I love him. And you watch all the two-parent homes. I mean, and I've been there.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you just turn things off and go, nope, not looking at that, gonna go for a walk?
Yeah, sometimes I do. But, you know, I've started really actually as I'm like walking into my own story, I've started thinking about like almost using it as an opportunity to say, why does that hurt so bad to see that? Or why does that make me so sad?
That's
like,
a good question.
What?
Yeah.
What's this happening inside of me that is making me jealous of this person or making me feel like I'm less than because I don't have X, Y, and Z? You know, because I feel like that's an opportunity for healing and growth in that in that time. Mm. Yeah. So
that's
it's
so
just
good.
Doing that.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
That is a good point.
Because a lot of times I think we live in a society, and I think this is where you're going, Elizabeth, we live in a society where we're just, our pursuit is comfort. Our pursuit is how can we feel better? How can we feel good? Mm-hmm. And honestly, as we're talking about worth, that has a lot to do with our story. And part of our story is complex and God meets us in our brokenness. Mm-hmm. But if we just try to band-aid over our brokenness, we're missing some of the things that God wants to build into our lives.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And so we've talked about this often, the importance of grief and grieving it. Like it's not just about trying to feel better. That's important. And it's certainly if there's things that needlessly trigger you, try to avoid them and replace it with other things. But I think what I'm hearing you say is maybe it's important to pay attention to like, what is going on? What am I grieving? I don't think it's
the person. Curious.
Yes.
Yeah. Be curious about what it is inside your own story and your feelings, like the things that are coming up for you, and shamelessly explore that because it's a true opportunity. And, you know, I think about too, that it's not even just this, the other, it's like the complete unit families that it's easy to compare ourselves to, but it's also easy to compare ourselves to other single parents, other solo parents who are may have it more together or, you know, whatever story it is that you're telling yourself. But, and Kimberly, you kind of hit on this earlier, or maybe I just heard it this way, but
like, it was good.
We do.
We'll
you know,
out.
God gifted us with each, we each have our own stories. Each of our stories are unique. Mm-hmm. And learning to own my story. And even as mad as I get sometimes, I mean, even today, just I actually had a little bit of a grieving session because I'm like just so overwhelmed and angry with some of the stuff that I've, the burdens that I carry, you know, and praying about those things and asking Jesus to lift them and all of that. But it's almost like I have to fall in love with my own story. Right. So that I'm not looking at everybody else's and saying, well, why don't I have that story? Or why can't I be healthy and whole like X, Y, and Z on Instagram now? Or, you know, why can't I be that that full family? If you know, these certain things hadn't happened to me, I wouldn't be divorced today. Or, you know, it's just it's so easy to just take it down so many different rabbit trails. And so coming to terms with and falling in love with my own story, as hard as it is sometimes, is I feel like just an opportunity to find where God is leading me and the uniqueness and the worthiness of my story and the gift that he's given me through healing that I wouldn't necessarily have otherwise.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because as you were talking about that, you know, one of the things that I deal with even now, and I definitely dealt with this when the bottom dropped out and my wife left and I was just trying to figure it out. And it still haunts me, but sometimes we compare what we used to have with what we have now. And we idealize that. And the best way I can explain it is I used to be in the music business and had a really good run and had some success and that kind of thing. And it afforded a lot lifestyle wise and just, it just was a whole lot more I don't know, from the outside, successful, mm-hmm. right? And there are times, because I'm still around my circle mm-hmm. of friends, I'm still surrounded by a lot of people that yeah. are in the music business, and it still looks glamorous. And it still looks, you know, like Grammys and gold and platinum yeah. records and movie mm-hmm. releases or whatever. And yep. there's a part of me that compares myself to my former self and goes, you don't have that anymore. And so that must mean you're less than. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a natural tendency for all of us, but especially single parents, to look at what we used to have when we first fell in love, when we first had children, when we first were connected with our spouse. And certainly this applies to anyone that's a widow.
Yeah.
That suddenly, or, you know, maybe it wasn't as sudden, lost a spouse and everything went upside down. Mm-hmm. Or if you never were married, but you remember when you were in love and there was this beautiful thing that happened having a baby.
Yep.
And now you're going, those days are gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're left feeling worthless in the sense of like, where's my value? Mm-hmm. But what has happened to me when I feel those moments, and it was just recently, like in the last couple of weeks, maybe a month, that I had left a walk with a friend that, you know, and they were talking about all these wonderful things that are going on. And I kind of left the situation going, gosh, I remember those days. And there was a part of me that longed for that, 'cause I still, I'm still around it. Mm-hmm. And if I'm honest, there was part of me that was like jealous of that and comparing myself and my identity.
Right.
But then I got on a solo parent call. I led a meeting and I'm like, literally within 15 minutes, I'm like going, I don't miss that at all. Because there is a richness in embracing the brokenness that I didn't know when I was hanging gold plaques and receiving a Grammy or whatever. Yeah. There is so much more value in being an integrated person and actually connecting with other people.
Yeah.
To your point, Elizabeth, and what you're saying is there is this embracing our story, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it is where real worth is found. And when we compare what we had, what we see out there in social media or whatever, we're robbing ourselves of what God is doing right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same with even, I'm a very future focused person. It's and I look back at the past, but it's easier for me to focus on the future. It's where all my anxiety comes from.
Right.
And it's easy to even, like, as weird as this sounds, like, compare yourself to your future self, what your dreams are. And almost even, like, it's almost like you wish away where you are right now by trying to be something that you're not.
Yeah,
so true.
So that you can feel better and just, like, be at the destination sooner.
Right.
And if you're not focusing on the present and where you are and the places that God has you, or at least for me, if I'm doing that, I'm missing the present moment, which means I'm missing the opportunity for that growth and healing that God has me in today.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
you're right. It could be looking at what we had or looking to the fact, Kim, you've been dealing with health things for a while and you're looking at like, if only I could get past this, if only I could.
It's true.
And that's true. And that's all real.
It's true. It's been a long journey of months of health issues, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
And I don't want it, but I will say in it, God and I have had some really precious moments.
Yeah.
Like when I was a single mama. Actually, a lot of it reminds me of when I was a single mom. Like my little worship sessions in the bathroom, just me and Jesus when everyone else has left the house. And those are precious. I don't want to be unwell. I would like to know what's going on. I've been to 9 doctors. It'd be great, you know?
Yeah.
But there's something about the journey. My mom, of course, you all know my mom.
Yeah.
Who's like, Kimberly, dear, you just have to be on this journey with Jesus. Plod forward, she says. Just keep plodding forward. And I'll tell you, I have a mama who's had some health issues for 30 years.
Wow.
Wow.
And yet she is just like, but it's okay. God knows.
Yeah.
He's in it. And she just keeps reminding me there's something in this journey that's happening with you and Jesus. And she's right. And I'm telling you, if God didn't kind of stop me and put me on this track, I'd kind of forget.
Yeah.
And just keep going and keep comparing and keep everything. But instead, like, I just really just want him. I heard someone say one day, actually, it was after reading Job. The guy I was listening to, actually one of our guests, Brian Harden. Now I'm listening to him read the Bible every day. I love him.
Yeah.
And we finished Job and he was just talking about it. And he goes, really, the question is, do we want God to just fix it or do we want God? Because that was what Job came down to, right? Do we want God to just fix it, or do we just want God? And I just think there have been many days I'm like, yeah, I just want him to fix it. Like, that just be real right here. Yeah. But I really want God. And I just want to live out the life he has asked me to. And I don't want my kids to compare to everyone else. Mm-hmm. And socials are brutal for them. Yeah. And if we're struggling with it and we're like have a little bit more experience in life, man, they're really struggling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if we can be more present with them and for them and care about ourselves in the non-comparison and show them that we're here for a great purpose as we are in this season, I just think plod forward where we are in what God has given us to do. It's all unique.
Right.
Well, that'll preach.
I'm a preacher's kid, you guys.
And that's, I mean, it's so true. As we're talking about worth and we're talking about comparing, you're exactly right. I mean, we miss what God is doing if we're looking at anything other than him.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, as we're trying to wrap up, and I know that came out so wrong.
The story of our lives.
Trying, Kim, if you just stop, we could end this. I'm just kidding. You know I love having these conversations. But as we're kind of trying to put a point on this, Elizabeth, are there other situations that tend to erode your sense of worth? Mm. And how do you work through that, like day to day as a single mom right now?
You know, one other example that I was thinking of is even TV, like movies and TV.
Mm. So true.
And thinking about the, I don't know, like even seeing two people have a child together for the first time and all the joy that comes around that and raise a child together in a movie or whatever, you know? And the other day, or maybe I was reading a book. Actually, yeah, I was reading a book last night and it hit me because they were talking about the love for this child and, you know, and the husband's feelings and the wife's feelings and all the stuff. And I thought, man, I don't have that. You know, I don't have that special connection to be able to share that with someone, you know, to stand side by side with a man and look at our child and wonder, love each other more because of it. You know what I mean? That connection. And it just goes back to that place of healing, like another opportunity for me to look at it and say, all right, I need to grieve. I need to grieve that, you know, and look at it square in the face and not try to just scroll past it or keep watching the movie or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think to find things that we're grateful for right now.
Yes.
Gratitude is a theme that goes through almost every single one of our podcasts, but I think it's so true in reorienting ourselves to not just getting through this solo season, but actually thriving in it. And it sounds so stupid when I say that. I feel like it's so trite right now, but it really is true. Like it's not just about getting to the other side and like, whew, I'm out of the solo season. Like, no, there's actually a tremendous amount to learn in it. And I think a common thread through a lot of that is this idea of gratitude and not just, it's okay to wish and dream and want and desire, but we have to be grounded in gratitude in order to have a sense of worth and to not compare ourselves to other people, right?
I read a thing the other day that just said, celebrate everything. I'm like, why don't we try that now? We've done all the other ways.
And celebrate others too.
Celebrate everything. Yes, celebrate others, celebrate.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, Rachel Cruz, on the Ramsey team, which a lot of you know you know, I worked there for a long time. I helped her launch a book called Love Your Life, Not Theirs, which is all about the whole comparison trap and social media and all the different things. And she talks a lot about the idea of gratitude and that leading to contentment. And, you know, I think there's something there to reaching a level of contentment with exactly what we've been saying this whole time, where God has you right now. It doesn't mean that there's not an opportunity for growth, or it doesn't mean you can't set goals for yourself and say, you know what, I do want to get that pair of shoes, or I do want to get, you know, live in a certain house or go on a vacation or whatever. But it's not making you feel like because you don't have those things right in this moment that you're less than, you know, because there's no hope in that.
Yes, exactly.
Like, where's the hope? And then the humility too, that comes with the contentment. And I think that kind of goes along with what you were talking about, Kim, with just that oneness with God and that time and that special, precious time that we have the opportunity in our brokenness to be in. Just leads us to that true humility that is going to give us that peace and the contentment that really is at the heart of all this, you know?
Absolutely.
So good.
These are all really good points. Listen, I want to tell you as you're listening that we just scratched the surface here whenever we get on this podcast. And it really is to start that dialogue internally for you to explore what this means to you. And I would encourage you, as a way of doing that, we have groups 7 days a week that other single parents from around the world just get on a Zoom call. Or now in your area, there are almost one every week we're popping up new groups around the country. Wow. But get together with other single parents and explore these topics. Explore what this, you know, avoiding comparison to find worth means to you. You can do that if you download our app and just click a button and you're in every 7 days a week, there's a group going on. So we'd encourage you to join. Elizabeth leads one on Monday. I lead one on Friday. And there's leaders from around the country. I will tell you this, that it's not a click kind of group. Mm-hmm. You will always fit in and you will always feel welcome. And you don't have to belong to only one group. We have people that go to every single one of them every 7 days a week, literally. But please join us because this is an opportunity for us to dive deep. This has been such a good conversation.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, let me just tell you kind of what I'm taking away from this as a point of kind of summing this up. And tell me if there's anything you want to add to this. But what I'm hearing us say is that it's important for us to identify triggers and situations that put us in a place where we start comparing. Mm-hmm. And we need to try to avoid those things if we can. The second thing I want to say is that we need to find the positive affirmations along with what I would like, not only the replacement to the negative things, but also really ground yourself in what God says about you as a way of finding worth. Mm-hmm. And I would also say we need to change our wishes into gratitude and be grateful for what we have in our present.
Yeah.
And I think that is the key word, is be present where you're at. Mm-hmm. Whether that looks like grieving your process, or whether it looks like just looking at the beauty of your kids, be present where you're at, because God uses it all, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any closing thoughts?
I had a moment this morning, actually, where Jax is sitting there eating his cereal and he's watching something on TV and I'm sitting next to him and I was actually doing my devotions and stuff. And I just sat there and I was just staring at him and I just looked at him and I said, "You're just so precious. You are so precious," you know, and it's just taking those moments to like really savor what's in front of me right this minute, you know. Yeah. Oh, I just love him.
So good. It's so good.
There's so much worth that. I mean, there's so much when you can see that there's gravity to that.
Yeah.
To what you're experiencing with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is awesome. I love you guys. I love all of you. I just love everybody. And thank you so much for listening. We love to hear from you too. So we got a short note from Valley 39. That's pretty cool. "I'm not sure where I'd be right now without the show. And the fact that the hosts are out of a single parent journey and so committed to this community is a testament. It's helped me reframe and expand my ability to do this parenting thing on my own through their wisdom, guests, and suggestions." Wow. That's pretty cool. Thank you, Valley 39, whoever you may be. We are glad you took the time to write us and glad that you tune in. And thank you for those kind words. Yeah, it's a journey, but you are a great parent and you can do this. And we're all in it together. We're here for each other. We love hearing from you. If you haven't already, do subscribe now on the new Access More podcast platform or wherever you get your podcasts, because we don't ever want you to miss an episode. And if you'd be so kind and rate our show, I don't really know how you do it, but if you could do it at the top, is that at the top?
You click a star.
You click a star. Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. That's easy. That helps us reach more single parents, because we just want everyone to know how loved they are and that there is great hope for them.
That's true. And if I could say this, you know, we kind of blazed through this. If you could subscribe on the Access More podcast, I was just thinking today, it really is an awesome platform.
It is.
If you go,
yes.
You can find our podcast anywhere you get podcasts, but the Access More platform, they have an app now too. There is so much good content out there.
Yes.
Everything from Christine Kane to Bob Goff to, I mean, you name it, science things for your kids.
Yeah.
We're grateful to be a part of the Access More family, but and we don't take it lightly when we say join the platform, because if you are a Christian, if you are pursuing following Jesus, there is something for you on that platform.
This is the good stuff to listen to,
this
right?
This is the good stuff to listen to. So do join us on the Access More podcast platform and leave us a comment on social media. We would love to connect with you and hear your questions, maybe include you on a future episode if Kim allows it.
We'll see.
I'm just kidding. But Elizabeth, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
It's always great having you in the studio. I want to end our time with our Solo Parent Society guiding verse. This is from Isaiah 41:10. It says, "So do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you again next week.